The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness. A cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said, concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted? If you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and Yeshua, Jesus." To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me." Today's program is Important Insights from Yah, Part 4, continuing the last few weeks. Overview of today's program. This broadcast shares a diversity of verbatim quotes of words spoken to me by the Creator in just over 2 weeks, from the 28th of August to the 15th of September 2014. These quotes address a number of challenging issues and also challenge you to seek to hear Father that clearly and become his spokesperson. Finally, we examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and am a strategic management consultant. I have 27 years experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis of what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, and physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's one word, endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, the show, and podcasts for previous broadcasts. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, one word. Questions from last week's program. What if you believe in the existence but have no relationship with the Almighty? Well, that's probably where the majority of people find themselves. For the most part, nobody tells one that it's possible to have a relationship. Nobody tells one that you can have a deep relationship. Nobody tells one that you can hear Father speak to you clearly. So you've heard me now. You can have a deep personal relationship with Father. So now you don't have an excuse. So I'd really encourage you, wherever you are in your journey with Him, seek a deep relationship with Him. Do what you need to do to hear His voice. There's a 70-page article on the website near the bottom of the menu, 7 components of drawing close. Get hold of that article, read it, apply what's in it. You can get to a close relationship. Question number 2, why create a whole universe for potential friends to be in if you don't play with them in the element you created? Very good question. Fact is, as I explained some time back, things went wrong. Hillel, one messenger angel, rebelled, became Satan, challenged the Almighty to a contest. That's been going on now for over 6,000 years. It's a total mess. Father's very unhappy. He's very lonely. It's not the way he planned it. But you can help him to turn the situation around. From listening to this, I would think it's almost like a game being played to see where the pieces go after you use them in the game. I think it's probably fair to say that a lot of games, the computer games, these kind of weird games that people seem to like to play, are actually modeling what's going on in the world. So probably that does look a bit like a game. But I assure you it's not a game. It's a very serious battle that's taking place. Question number 4, would you say that people get a bit frustrated with things that come up in life and fall away from their beliefs? Absolutely, particularly with the wrong teaching. If you've grown up with the teaching of the church, which doesn't explain the contest, doesn't explain the rules of engagement, doesn't explain that you can have a deep relationship, etc., etc., you'll do what I did in my 20s and 30s and fall away. Happens to the majority of people. The question is whether you can get back or not, and that's a whole different conversation. Question number 5, will He answer us if we say your name? I don't think my name will help you much. You could go to Him and say, Father, James Robertson says that if I believe in you, you'll speak to me and you'll answer my questions, etc. So you, in that sense, you could speak to Him in my name. But as a general rule, there's no need to. You can speak to Him in your own name. You need to speak in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, in certain things. But apart from that, just go to Him. He recognizes you. He wants to have a deep relationship with you. Point number 6, I find that I've learned a lot from listening to your teachings. I thank you for being there here for me. Well, that's a pleasure. Thank you very much. If you want to contact me by email, please feel free to do so. And I encourage you just to go for it and seek a close relationship. How long does this contest between the Almighty and Satan go on? 7,000 years. It started just over 6,000 years ago, 6,017 years ago. And it's going to go on until the end of this millennium. So it'll be 7,000 years in total. When we pray, what do we have the right to pray for? That's a challenging one. Theoretically, you have the right to pray for anything to do with your immediate life. You don't have the right to pray things over other people who don't necessarily agree with what you're praying. You can petition, you can ask for favor, you can ask for things, but you've got to be a bit careful in what you pray for. There's a huge amount that's prayed that is just hot air. A couple of points from last week, some feedback that I had, clarification. I did make the statement that you couldn't pray for the world. That's not entirely true. If one is senior in rank and has thoroughly cleaned up your act, you do have authority to pray for the earth or nations, if what you pray is Father's will. For example, Noah and the flood. So there have been a number of instances where I've gone to Father and said, Father, what would you like to happen in this situation? And He has given me specific instructions as to what I'm to pray. I have prayed that. He has acted on it. And dramatic things have happened in the lives of nations and people. So as you, if you really want to touch the world, the way to do that is to get close to Father, get senior in rank, and get him to tell you what he wants you to pray. Don't pray with your own understanding. Don't pray just because you think it's a good idea. Remember, there are other people praying. So for you to pray, I want so-and-so to win the election, and this person across the road is praying they want the other person to win the election, it's a waste of time. It's hot air. If Father says, I want so-and-so to win the election, and you have the authority and you pray for it, then that person will win the election. But you need to check in and make sure it's Father's will. A comment, holy means set apart. The word holy, kodesh in Hebrew, means set apart. So as you draw closer to Father, we say that he is holy. Holy, holy, holy. Set apart, set apart, set apart. You will find you have less in common with most people, just the way it is. A note, the peace of Yah in this life, the joy of Yah, etc., you don't feel alone. See outside stuff differently. This is some notes taken from a conversation I had with somebody who listened to the program. It happens naturally. It's very fulfilling. It's a very healthy space to be. Wake up in gratitude and joy, thanking for the day. Big change that occurs from living in the world. This is about being unattached from man-made things and fulfilled by Yah. Very discernible, very full. So just a word of encouragement. There is a really bountiful place as a believer who's close to Father. So continuing with the main program, important insights that I've gained into various topics from day to day, a collection of short messages given by the Almighty with regard to various topics from the 28th of August to the 15th of September 2014. I testify that these messages are accurate records of what I heard him say to me at that time. These messages were given in the weeks following a series of 7 3-day fasts seeking truth and seeking to draw close to the Almighty. The Almighty Creator, Yah the Eternal Self-Existing, says, it's time to choose. Will you be my friend or my foe? There is no middle ground. He said that on the 6th of August 2014. Refer to the webpage Important Insights on the main menu of the website for the complete collection. So that's Important Insights. It's down about 2/3 of the way down the main menu. Starting on the 28th of August 2014, Yah says further, read the British. In the world at large, despite their huge errors, the British have, as a nation, done the most in recent centuries to preserve key truths, even though in a very religious way that is, in itself, relatively powerless. Yah re-servants under attack the 29th of August. It brings me great joy when one of my servants stands for me, even when things are happening that are painful and do not make sense. Yari messengers. Messengers do not understand. This is in response to a song which says, as angels understand. Angels are messengers, servants, called to do the bidding of men without questioning. Satan was an aberration, a messenger with reasoning, a manufacturing defect. The messengers who followed Satan did so simply because those were their orders, not because they also rebelled, and their service today remains according to the original order. To follow the light giver, Lucifer, now Satan, and Satan has in turn delegated his authority over his legions to the masterminds. Yari humans tending not to believe, the 29th of August 2014. It turns out that it is the nature of humans to demand proof of my existence and to lapse into unbelief unless convinced. The first generation of unbelievers became unbelievers with very little help from Satan. They fell into his lap, so to speak. Another design flaw. Yari, the creation of humans and messengers. All the more advanced beings, and especially human beings and messengers, were extremely interesting and challenging to design and refine to a point where they were put into production. Problem is that there were a few minor flaws that have had major consequences. Yari defects in humans and the contest. I truly believed that with all the intricacy and beauty of creation, that humans would have no difficulty in believing. I almost took it as a given. And thus I was overconfident when I accepted Satan's challenge. I should have realized once I saw the defect in Satan's make that the possibility existed of a comparable defect in humans. With hindsight, I deeply regret entering into the contest. That said, those who do overcome and serve me are probably of a much higher caliber than would have been the case if there had been no defect and all had believed. Folks, these are really tender insights into some of Father's thinking to realize this whole thing is a mistake and he's paid a terrible price for accepting the challenge from Satan. Yari believed the best of all men on the 30th of August. People have taken believe the best of all men out of context. It relates to chesed, covenant love, between believers, not glorifying the wrong deeds and errors of unbelievers. Currently, Western civilization has it wrong. They believe the best of unbelievers, sinners, and people in error, such as most of Africa, but are intolerant of error in believers and people who are presumed to be believers to whom the principle actually applies. Yari form belief. Reciting a creed or other form statement of belief is not enough. There must be an intense heart realization of my existence. There must be a shift. Yari leaders on the 30th of August. It should be the goal of every one of my leaders that they should enable those who come after them to get closer to me than they are. Work to promote others above yourself. Folks, that's a really important principle. One of the huge errors of pretty much all religion has been that the leaders do not want people to get to a senior rank above them with Yah. So they see themselves as the custodians of relationship with Yah. If you are a true leader, your goal should be to help those who come after you to go beyond you, to go further than you, to get closer to Father than you. So important. Regarding believe the best of all men, also there's so much wrong thinking in terms of the majority of people are unbelievers, folks. Don't take the Bible and apply it to unbelievers. Don't pray for unbelievers as though they're believers. They're not. They're serving Satan. I know this sounds harsh, but you need to draw a distinction. If you really want to do something for unbelievers, go out there and convert them. But don't just summa convert them. Convert them in a deep, sustainable fashion that they go on to become really strong servants. Just going out and getting them to respond to an altar call and then leaving them to hack it is not what it's about. 1st of September 2014, Yah creation versus evolution. Virtually every significant plant and animal reproduces sexually. How is this possible without a creator? Yari the Quran on the 1st of September. The Quran, while more inspired than the Bible, is still the work of men, is not to be worshipped, and contains error. Some of what the Quran says about Yeshua, specifically that he spoke at 2 days old and breathed life into a clay dove, are incorrect. Yari Muslim error. Muslims have fallen into exactly the same traps as the Christians and the Jews, putting their book on a pedestal and ascribing undue value and validity to it, and putting their prophet on a pedestal and ascribing undue status to him. This is part of the human condition. They need to worship something or someone tangible. This is what sidetracked the Japhethites in the Far East and the Shemites in India and surrounding countries. Folks, I've just done a video on why you should seek a deep relationship with the Father. If you'd like a copy, just email me after this and I'll send it to you. It's on YouTube. And one of the things I've done is put in a number of photographs of plants and animals, etc. Folks, if you look with open eyes at nature, at animals, at plants, and at ourselves, human beings, there's no ways we could have come into existence as a long train of random events. There has to be a creator. Where he came from, he says he's always existed. I suggest you accept that. Yari, the recent falling away. I'm greatly distressed and saddened by the number of deeply committed believers who have fallen away because of their error since the dispensation changed. It is really disheartening. Read the sexuality of single believing women. The hang-ups with regard to sexual intimacy between women is a huge inhibitor with regard to single anointed women. They would rather keep hoping for Mr. Right, dating Mr. Wrong, and from time to time being carried away into fornication and falling away by their sexual urges getting out of control. Yari fantasies in science. The level of unsupported fantasy with regard to evolution, geology, archaeology, landform geography, and other fields of science is breathtaking. All are at some level religions. Folks, that last point is so important. If you get to a really solid understanding of how creation really works, if you get to a solid understanding of the flood and how that has shaped the land and animals and plants and everything in the last 4,500 years, you will realize that a lot of what is postulated as science by archaeologists, geographers, astronomers, geologists, etc., is just absolutely unsupported fantasy. Doesn't make any sense at all. It's what they've sucked out of their thumbs. Yari David Attenborough. David Attenborough knows me well and has learned a huge amount from me, and I've enjoyed teaching him. The problem is that he does not believe that I exist, believes in nature. Yari never let me go. This relates to a song. Never let me go and related songs and prayers are in error. This entire exercise is for you to grow close to me and stay close to me by choice and climb back up when you fall down. Not for me to somehow hold you against your free will. Friends do not hold friends hostage. Yeah, in terms of how he interacts with humans. The biggest way that I help humans is by teaching, giving them wisdom, causing them to find favor, speaking to them through others. I do this with believers and unbelievers alike, with the level of interaction governed by the extent to which they receive what I give them, and distinctly separate relative to the level of their relationship with me. All creative knowledge, positive creative knowledge, comes from Father, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever. The reason that the European world, including the United States, has prospered in the last few hundred years, particularly the last 100, 150 years, is because they were closer to Father than anyone else. They've slipped away a lot now, but they're still more close to Father than elsewhere. Yah, read Life Elsewhere in the Universe on the 3rd of September 2014. I created this entire universe for mankind. There are no other life forms anywhere apart from on Earth, other than the messengers in heaven and the torturers in hell, and they are all focused on mankind. Yari, other thoughts while worshipping? When you draw close to me in worship, you will receive revelation relative to your work, life, etc. This is normal. Do not get into condemnation. Write it down and refocus on me. Yari, the song Agnus Dei. Agnus Dei is sung in the way you, James, that's me, sing it with words corrected and the lamb ignored is one of my favorite songs. There are others, but they're not available to you for language and other reasons. Folks, it's so important. If you're going to sing songs, don't just sing any old song because it sounds nice to you. Sing it because it sounds nice to Father. Sing it because it's a powerful prayer. Sing it because it's going to help you to draw close to Father. Sing it because it's going to help you to get filled with His Spirit. Be thoughtful about what you sing. Be thoughtful about what you say. There is so much out there that is either of no relevance whatsoever or is destructive and will pull you away. Songs like Jesus, Do You Know How Much I Love You? Really one of the most silly songs there is, and so hurtful to Father on so many levels. There are recommended songs on the website. Being really close to him on the 6th of September 2014. It is impossible to draw really close to me without deep determination, separation, and sacrificing the comforts and pleasures of this life at a significant level. Not because I want it that way, simply because of the level of evil and opposition in the world today. Yari, demons not passing through walls. Messengers are able to pass through solid objects, ancestor spirits, demons not, because they're designed to engage with the physical realm. So to cast demons out, there must be an open door or window, and they should be directed towards that. They can exit and enter through a small vent or opening like a chimney or air vent. Yari, the powers of the forces of darkness over believers. 7th of September, as you are increasingly understanding, the powers of the forces of darkness are very limited unless the believer involved gives them a legal right. Then it is not the powers of the forces of darkness, but the power of the sin and error that is the issue. Folks, that is so important. If you sin, you set yourself up against Father. If something supernatural happens to you while you're in sin, it's quite likely to be that Father is delivering judgment on you. Not that the forces of darkness have got such power and that they're doing things. If you get to a place, and it's not that difficult, if you get to a place where you live above and free of sin, the forces of darkness can't touch you. And that side of life becomes relatively easy. Yari day-to-day happenings, the 7th of September, 2014. Much of what believers attribute to the satanic is, in fact, just the way humans behave. Things happen, compounded by the demonic when there is sin. Yari reaching the top of the mountain. No human being has reached the top of the mountain since Yeshua, and very few have ever reached the top. Abram, Moshe, David momentarily, Daniel. Yah read the standards he sets. Throughout the contest, I have, in a sense, been too idealistic and set standards that were almost impossible to attain. And I have been almost universally disappointed. But the few who have really gone all out for me have made my high standards worthwhile. Yah read technology brought by Noah. Noah brought very considerable supplies, technology, and technical information with him on the ship. That is so important, folks. You don't understand the world today unless you understand the flood, unless you understand the fact that Noah and his three sons and their wives survived the flood together with a selection of every type of animal, plus seeds, plus technology, plus manuals, plus drawings, plus all sorts of things. They knew the world was going to be destroyed and that the only resources available to them would be what was on that ship. So they equipped that ship with everything they possibly can, or specifically Noah and Shem equipped it with everything they possibly could. So important to understand that, folks. That's why Egypt, etc., sprung up so rapidly, because they had all the technical knowledge already. Yari Bible Puncher Creation. They have banned the teaching of Bible Puncher Creation from schools because it is irrational and does not fit the facts. They have not banned true evolutionary creation because no one has ever tried to teach it. Yari Rick Joyner's Visions. Rick Joyner's visions all had one purpose, to call him to lead the return to all truth and to equip him with the conceptual knowledge he needed commence his own intense journey to seek all truth. He missed both objectives entirely. Yari Rick Joyner's failure to act on the 8th of September. I do not know how Rick Joyner expected the things in his visions in terms of recovery and the advance of the kingdom to happen if he did nothing. It was obvious nobody else had the vision and therefore nobody else was doing anything. Yari Revival. Revival, as men call it, actually turning back to me, is my desire always, and I speak to men and women about it constantly. Regrettably, almost none hear me, and those who do most expect it to be something I will do unilaterally, so they sit around waiting and praying for it when they should in fact be bringing it to pass. This is one of the great frustrations resulting from the misconceptions that result from Bible-centric teaching. Folks, it's so important to understand we are called to rule on earth. It's not Yah's job to make things happen. It's my job and your job. It's up to us. We have to go out and speak the words. We have to pray the prayers. We have to get free of sin. We have to get to a deeper knowledge of Father. The reason the world is such a mess is that the believers are powerless and ineffective. They're unable to pray because they're full of sin. If you don't like the state of the world, look in the mirror, because you're part of the problem, unless you take up my challenge and really clean up your act. Yari, his priorities to reach unbelievers. There are millions of first-generation unbelievers whose parents were believers in European communities. these are my priority in terms of recovery. Your is a responsibility with regard to dreams and visions. So often I show those who know me things in dreams or visions so they can do something to change the situation. But instead they sit in judgment of the other people in the vision, or they totally misinterpret the dream or vision and do the exact opposite of what was required, or they settle down to boast about their experience. Yari, the use of the Hebrew word chen in place of grace. Please use the word chen instead of grace. It is more pleasing to me. Yari, the use of the Hebrew word chesed, C-H-E-S-E-D, in place of mercy, 12th of September. Please use the word chesed instead of mercy. It is more pleasing to me. Chen is spelled C-H-E-N. Folks, so much of the modern English language around the matters of the Almighty is corrupt and in error. If you look on the website, you'll find information regarding a variety of things where the language is incorrect. The names is just one part of that. Remember that the people who translated the Bible did so under fierce opposition. They were persecuted. So the early forms of the Bible were preserved with some level of miracle, but that doesn't mean it's Yah's word. Yah re-reigning with the Spirit of Yah, 12th of September. Reigning with the Spirit of Yah is about, number one, exercising control over your own spirit, mind, and body, e.g. reigning in your temper, your desires, etc. Number two, exercising restraint, discipline, wisdom with regard to your dealings, with others, especially with regard to disputes and differences and all aspects of leadership and subordinacy. Three, exercising discipline and control over the satanic realm by gaining victory over sin and thereafter leading others to that place, as well as taking authority over the satanic and demonic realm where appropriate and within the limits of your authority. Yari, demons hearing our thoughts. Demons cannot read thoughts. They can broadcast signals that humans experience as thoughts and other impulses, as though they came from your own spirit or mind. So if a person has demons, those demons can speak to them, and they can think that they had that thought, and that then the demons read their minds. Yari, the role of women in the spiritual life of the family. In the vast majority of cases, the woman sets the spiritual tone of the household. However, in really strong household, the man sets the direction undergirded and lifted up by his woman. A woman who tears down one of my strong men is an abomination in my sight. Yari, people recovering after falling away. When a person falls down the mountain, if they are to climb up again, they are forced to find another route, and each new route is more difficult and more restrictive than the previous route. That is not me being difficult. It's just the way it is. Yari, Muslims deifying Muhammad. To a large extent, Muslims have deified Muhammad and put him on a pedestal, just as the Christians have Jesus and the Jews have Moses. Folks, we're so inclined to elevate people to some position of divine authority or whatever. Don't do that. You need to get closer. If you're a Muslim, you want to get closer to Father than Muhammad. If you're a Christian, you want to get closer to Yah than Yeshua. If you're a Jew, you want to get closer to Yah than Moses. If you're paying attention to what I'm saying, you want to get closer to Father than I am. Yari, humans must do the work. One of the huge consequences of Bible dependency is that the majority of my people do not understand that they have to do the work to give effect to my will and my plans on earth. The bless me mindset and culture of entitlement is pervasive. Yari, the African people. I have almost nothing in common with the vast majority of African people. They have regressed so far through their demon worship and primitive savagery that there is almost nothing I want to do together with them. Yari, bringing correction. When someone is in error, the more one tries to correct them, the more hardened they become in their error. Speak once, speak twice, then walk away. Yari, the number of believing Europeans. When you, James, were born, there were a substantial number of Europeans who were believers, albeit at a nominal level. Today that has almost completely died out, and the majority who think they believe are worshipping Jesus and therefore demons. Re-Africa. There are people in Africa, African people, who are descendants of Shemites through sexual promiscuity. And there are African people who are earnestly seeking to draw close to Father. And there is a substantial change in focus that's happened in Africa in the last few decades. But you still get people performing rites to ancestor spirits and demons and so forth. And there's still a lot of witch doctors and tokoloshes and things like that going on there. And Father hates that. In conclusion for tonight, I pray that this has given you food for thought, actions and decisions you can take right now. Also, I pray that you've been challenged to seek to hear Father Yah as closely as I heard him in August 2014. It is available to you. Right now, I'd like to ask you to pray with me. If you have been convicted that you need to get closer to Father, pray more or less as follows. Remember that this recording will be on the Relationship with Creator Radio website probably by this time tomorrow. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I realize that I'm not as close to you as you would like me to be. James says that I can get very close to you. I choose to believe him, and today I choose to serve you. I ask you to bring the people you want into my life, take the people you don't want in my life out, open the doors that you want open, close the doors that you want closed. Teach me to be led by your Spirit every second of every day. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to bring you joy. Help me to know your will and to do it. Help me to hear your voice and be instantly obedient. I thank you that your messengers encamp around me to protect me. I thank you that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I thank you that every tongue that rises against me in unrighteous judgment will be refuted. I ask you to help me to become a wise steward, and then a good and faithful servant, and then an overcomer, and finally a friend. I ask you to help me to come to a place where I qualify to sit on a high throne with you for eternity. Father, I desire today to become your friend. Please help me. Amen. So following on from that point, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to him. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Refer you again to the page on the website, Seven Components of Drawing Close. It's also available as a PDF to download behind the homepage and in the articles database. It's also in the books. And also I've spoken about it at length on the program about 6 months ago. I strongly recommend that you get that article, Seven Components of Drawing Close to Yah, and put it into practice. It'll take you about 2 years if you work really energetically to do everything that's in there to a point where it becomes your habitual conduct, and you get to a place where you hear him clearly, and you get to a place where he may call you friend. It's entirely doable. You can get closer than I did. I didn't have access to any of this stuff 27 years ago. It's available to you right now from the website. 5 key documents on the website: Creator desires the deep personal relationship with you, 7 components in drawing close, recommended worship, Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, where will you spend eternity? All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcript of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they are all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcast. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback, visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Folks, there's about 1,000 web pages. There's about 1,000 articles. It's a huge amount of information. Years of research, praying, fasting, writing, seeking, learning. It's there for you to get you off to a flying start in your relationship with Father. I urge you to make full use of it. www.endtimeissueministries.org. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, so important. It doesn't matter your race, your religion, your tribe, your denomination, your wealth or lack of wealth, your education or lack of education, your age, your gender. It is open to you, that's right now you, to become a friend of the Almighty Creator. That is what you were created for. That is what he wants from you. Anything less than that, you will be disappointed when you come before the judgment seat at the end of your life. I urge you to go for it. It's hard work, but it's worth it. You don't want to get to the end of your life, leave your body, come before the judgment seat, and realize that you missed a massive opportunity. I urge you to go for it. Pray the prayer I prayed a few minutes ago and get on with it. Thank you so much. Good night.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.